Yeah, see, you text him and he hunts them, you know. I love to hunt them and train them. He's a long-eared hound. You train them after coons and possum or squirrels or whatever, you know. And then, oh, it's just a lot of different kind of dogs, you know. The curry dogs, them was this. I call them half hounds and half shepherds. That's what they call them, curry dogs, you know. And then I find them old long-haired ones. Some of them they call them shepherds, you know. And different kind of name, poodles and.
How about the little ones that are noisy and.
Yes, sir.
Run around a lot.
That's right. Yes, and then I tell you what, it's some of them call some of them that little old brown short leg dog. They call them weenie dogs. But and that's all well I know. And then there's some more little noisy ones. Them is the faces.
I see.
Yes, sir. Them small little dog. They's faces. Mm-hmm. Oh, they makes a good squirrel dog when you train them.
Are they pretty scrappy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. That's right. Yes, sir. They, you know, people you sell that them little faces, they will make the big dogs fight, you know. Oh, they're so scrappy fight, they'll make the big dogs jump on the others, you know. And they ain't going to do nothing. They can't big enough.
They just like to start it, huh?
That's it. They start a fight. Yes, sir.
When a man makes a dog mad and the dog comes after him, you say, well, that man's going to get
dog bit.
And if he picks up a rock and he lets go, he said, now watch him do what?
Watch him up.
Just chunk the.
Throwing, hit him, you know, and chunking him. Watch him chunking him back, you know. Yes, he chunks him, you know.
And
yes.
The different calls to animals, can you remember how you used to call in the cows and call in the horses and things like that?
Yes, sir, sure.
Would you tell me, here again, a book is no help at all. You've got to hear it.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
You can't write it.
No, sir, I see.
Any idea. Would you tell me how you used to do that?
You would call a cow? Yeah, we'd get out there, you know, and we'd call a cow, you know. We'd call them Sook. Holler, you know, and call them Sook. Sook. That's for cow, you know, and they'll soon learn to come, you know, and all. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And we'd whistle, you know, for the horses, like.
For the horses.
For the horses.
Oh,
that's
horses.
Right. Horses, the horses, you know. Mm-hmm. And tell them to come on, you know, and holler and tell them, come on. And then feed them something when they get there, and then it won't be long before you learn them. Whenever they hear that, they're coming in to you. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And how about the hogs?
The hog, you haul, you get out there, you know, and haul them. Ooh, pee. Ooh, pee. Come on, pee. They coming in. Yes, sir. Ooh, pee. Come on, piggy.
Did you have a special call for mules?
No, mules and horses, about the same. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And chickens?
Chick, yes, sir. We get out there and holler, chick, chick,
and
chick.
They come.
Oh, yes, sir. They come flying and running, you know.
And did you have a call for the sheep?
Yeah, and then we go holler out there, you know, sheepy, sheepy, sheepy. Come on, sheepy, sheepy.
I see.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And the different noises that animals make, the calf, how would you say that? How would you describe the noise that a calf makes?
Well, of course, you know, they holler, you know, sort of like a cow, you holler, calf, holler, you know, meh, that's the way a calf holler, he sounds like that, you know.
And
an old cow holler, moo, moo.
And how do you describe those, calf, somebody said the calf blats or
blates, they call it blates, and yes, sir, that's right. That, well, that's just the way it is, blatant. Yes, sir, for its mother. Yes.
And the noise that a horse makes is quiet when he's about ready to eat.